Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 85. Today we're reading Chapter 28 of the book, I'm Dreaming of a Black Christmas, by Daniel White III with his wife Mariko White. Cassandra and her mother called her father after leaving the restaurant and asked him to meet them down at the bus depot. Bring the latest pictures we have of Grant Lee, his wife instructed him. The people at the ticket counter did not recognize the photos of Grant Lee, neither did the travelers who were waiting around. You both head on back to the house in case he turns up, Reverend Nichols said. I'll stop by the taxi depot and ask around, and I'll continue searching for him. Okay, Dad, I'll swing by my place first, Cassandra said. He may have gone by there. On the way to her house, Cassandra received a call from Paul. Any luck, he asked. No, nothing so far, she sighed. Can you meet us at my parents' house? Wait until we get there in case Grant Lee turns up. Mother and I are swinging by my place, and I'll be there a few minutes to check with the neighbors. Okay, Cassandra, I don't think he's too far away. Everything will work out. I sure hope so. On their way back to her parents' house, Cassandra asked her mother about the things Grant Lee had brought down from the attic. Natalie sighed deeply. I'm so sorry, Cassandra, but I am the one who put them there. I was so disappointed when I found out Grant was the father, and I did not want you to get hurt. You know the stereotypical thinking that black men tend to shun their duty to take care of their children and that is all it is, a stereotype, Cassandra almost snapped at her mother. She was already stressed out from not hearing anything about Grant Lee. Mother, I can't believe you would stoop so low. You've been lying to me all these years. You did not even give Grant a chance. You would rather have your grandson live without ever knowing his father. That's just plain selfishness and racist. What was I supposed to do, let him hurt you? What do you mean, let him hurt me? Cassandra, you and Grant were not married. You'd have his child. He'd take off to play football, making it big. You wouldn't hear from him because he used you. He'd turn his attention to some other girl. Forgetting about you and Grant Lee, Natalie said, with a quivering voice. You know what, Mother? Maybe, just maybe, you should have risked him hurting me. Then that would have justified what you did. But every letter in that box proves you're wrong about Grant Barnett. I'm surprised he did not ask you to abort Grant Lee, Natalie said softly. What are you talking about? Cassandra said, glancing across at her mother. And what are you about ready to cry for? Cassandra, you'll never understand, her mother said, quickly wiping away a couple of teardrops that were trickling down her cheeks. Cassandra pulled into the driveway. We'll talk more about this. Paul's waiting for us. I don't see Grant Lee with him. After greeting Paul, Cassandra hurried to unlock the door upon hearing the phone ringing. Hello, she said, grabbing the receiver. Grant Lee? Cassandra, this is Prudence. Just calling to see how things are going. What's wrong? You sound down. It's Grant Lee. We can't find him. No, he was not kidnapped. He walked out. Cassandra shared with Prudence all that had taken place, and believing he left to go find his dad, we've looked everywhere. As of right now, the wedding's on hold until we find him. Paul raised his eyebrows at hearing this. You know, Cassandra, I told you that he should have known about Grant earlier. At a young age, they can handle things like that much better. But I'll pray for him to return safely, Prudence said. After saying goodbye to Prudence, Cassandra started to pace the floor while waiting for her father to call. Cassandra, why don't you go and lay down, Paul suggested. You're going to wear yourself out worrying, and that's not going to help anyone. I'm sure Grant Lee will turn up before the day's over. Paul's right, Natalie said. He might be planning some surprise for the wedding, Paul said. If you only knew everything that's going on, Cassandra thought of telling him, but changed her mind. You're probably right. I'll lie down as soon as I call Dad. He's on his way home. He says he just called the police and he'll be stopping by the station to drop off a picture of Grant Lee. Cassandra went to Grant Lee's room. She sat on his bed and began reading all the letters Grant had sent to her. Reverend Barnett called his wife as soon as he got off the phone with Grant. He's going to try and make it, he told her. Don't say anything to Grant Lee. I'm on my way there. Mr. Bradley's operation had gone so well, he spent less than 24 hours in the intensive care unit. The family sat with him until late in the evening. At around 6:15, Reverend Barnett received a call from Grant. "I'll be on American Airlines Flight 621 in about 3 hours. The plane should land around 12 in the early morning. I can only spend a day. I did some other things, but I'll talk with you once I get there. I have a few more phone calls to make." "Okay, Grant, we'll meet you by the luggage claims section at around 12, Reverend Barnett said, flashing Grant Lee a smile. "Well, Grant Lee, it seems like your dream will soon become a reality. You can relax and don't worry about your mother. We'll let her know you're doing well at the right time. Just keep on praying hard." "Mrs. Maddie, we need to get you home so you can get some rest. From what the doctor says, your husband should be out of here in no time," Reverend Barnett said. Grant Lee reached over and placed his hand on top of Mr. Bradley's hand. It felt warm. "You can talk to him. He can hear you even though he can't answer you back yet," Mrs. Maddie said. "Go ahead, talk him back to good health." "Mr. Bradley, this is Grant Lee. Guess what? My father, Grant Barnett, is coming home. I'm going to meet him for the first time. You have to get better so you can see him again." "Go ahead, keep on talking," Mrs. Maddie said. "Talk him back to good health. If Inya wants to, you can read him the 23rd Psalm. That's his favorite." Grant Lee reached into the bedside table drawer and pulled out the Bible. Turning to the 23rd Psalm, he started reading. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.